The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, Beth Moore challenges us to get prepared for the coming journey with God.
I wrote a post just going, I'm sick to death of telling him where I wanted to go. I'm just going where God is going. I'm going where God is going. I'm going where God is going. Well, the next morning I was putting on my mascara at my mirror and I set the mascara wand down on the counter and I just turned around and I said, where are we going?
Looking ahead at the obstacles in our path so that we will be ready to conquer them and keep moving forward.
Well, I welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have you be a part of this incredible crowd of people, some 4,000 who came, actually over 5,000 registered from almost every state, many foreign countries. You may not have been a part of that crowd, but you're about to be a part of the Awaken Now conference. And then the good news is, Betty, you can have every speaker, every one of these gifted teachers and communicators teaching under the anointing of God, something that the church and the whole earth needs to hear, America needs to hear. You can get the messages on transcript and hear these great speakers. I promise you, you are going to be inspired and blessed beyond measure. So I look forward to you getting the DVDs, CDs. And now, here is, under the anointing of God, Beth Moore.
Sound you can imagine.
And I really didn't.
No one in this room is in severer drought than the one who cannot remember the last time you cried a tear for a broken world. That's drought. What if we got courage enough to go, bring back my tears for the lost? Bring back my tears for the captives, those imprisoned, those dying on planet Earth. Bring back my passion for what you, Jesus, are passionate about. As we cry out for downpour, and I'm going to tell you something, I believe it's coming. You know why? Because I believe the truth is we are thirsty. And if the only thing we have to do, James, as much as I understand, only thing we have to do is just go, I am thirsty. I'm poor and needy, Lord. And I'm just crying out. I'm just crying out. He says, if you do that, I'll pour it out on thirsty land. But on the land that says, I mean, we're just like plenty wet here. You'd scare us half to death. We don't want anything new. Just as long as you do what you've done before, we're good with it. But you know how we are here. Amen. I'm just tired of saying it to him. I'm going with him. And you know what? I don't even know where we're going. I just, very recently, I wrote a post just going, I'm sick to death of telling him where I wanted to go. I'm just going where God is going. I'm going where God is going. I'm going where God is going. Well, the next morning I was putting on my mascara at my mirror and I set the mascara wand down on the counter and I just turned around and I said, where are we going? Because I want to go where you're going, but if you could tell me where we're going. Because I don't know about you, but you know, faith is such a blast to me. I love the adventure of it, but I always love it best in retrospect. Looking back, I go, now that was an exciting time. I love that. There you're just kind of going, because suddenly it's not concrete. It's just like water under your feet. Water, water. So you don't know where you're going. We just want to go with you, Lord. I believe that God placed it on my heart to tell you that it, as it comes, and it will, if we'll own our thirst, it will. If we'll be willing to stop telling what it has to look like, it's coming, it's coming. But we must be prepared in advance for scoffers. I will say that again. We must be prepared in advance for scoffers. I want you to look at one another and say, be prepared for scoffers. And here's the thing. The unbelieving world scoffing is not going to bother us that much. We are used to them thinking that we are idiots. Can we just own that one? I mean, we're used to that. Of course they think that. We've got that one down. That's not what's going to bother us so much. What's going to bother us, and I believe that God is saying, get prepared for it, so you know in advance it's coming, so when it does happen, you are not all disturbed and all rocked by it, but it's gonna come from some in our own Christian realm, our own brothers and sisters. We're gonna have people that are honestly going to want to debate and argue with us about awakening and downpours. He's like, well, what do you want here? They're gonna say, that's not the way it should look. You know what, dude? I'm just asking you, are you thirsty? Are you hungry? I can't think of the way to the semantics to get it like you want it. But I will say to you, I'm just thirsty and I'm hungry. But there'll be scoffers, and they will be the far bigger threat, the one within our own brothers and sisters, our own family of God, far, far more demoralizing. And yes, it will come from bullies, and yes, it will come from the mean-spirited. And I want to tell you, I've learned so many things. I could have spent the whole evening on what I've learned from these two people. But they have lived something. They've taught me something over and over and over again, and I've watched them live it. James says all the time, you know what, just when people hate you, just love them. Just love them. You just keep loving them. When the more they hate you, you just keep loving them. You just keep loving them. Don't you just get it in your mind that they cannot make you stop loving them. He said, you just love them all the more. They hate you, you love them. You love them. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. We got to be ready. We got to be ready. We've got to be ready. What God began to show me is that it would not just come from the mean-spirited. It'll also come from people who are just genuinely concerned about us. Not mean about it, just like, man, I hate to see that happen. I'm so glad y'all are laughing. I wanted to be funny so bad today. Thank you. Thank you. The kinds that are going to go bless their hearts. You know, they were really balanced for a while. What is balanced exactly? Because I'm not sure I've ever met anyone like fully on full throttle spirit effectiveness and abundance that I could walk away from and go, now that is a balanced person. I don't, maybe. I mean, I want, if you're here, I'll meet you afterwards. But I just don't know where we're getting that. That's the big goal. Let's all be balanced in Jesus' name. Let's all be balanced. They're going to feel sorry for us. They're going to say, what a shame. What a shame. In that early downpour of the New Testament church, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:8, we are treated as imposters and yet are true. That's going to be us. The scoffers, I believe that God put on my heart, please test the spirit, pray and see if this is confirmed to you in prayer and in the study of the word. I believe that he placed it on my heart that the scoffers will have an alternative answer for everything, an alternative for every single thing we see. There'll be an alternative. They will not see it as the hand of God. An alternate answer. Unity will be called defection. Brokenness will be called instability. Grace will be called compromise. And the genuinely prophetic will be called false teaching. You see, if this does not happen. And because of those things, defection, instability, compromise, and false teaching, because those things will be simultaneously in effect, you and I, who are believing God for a vivid downpour of His Spirit and recognize it as it comes, we will have to be taking the risk of being lumped in with the ones that really are defecting, unstable, compromising, and false. And it will be hard hard for us because we don't want to be mixed up with them. We want to say over and over again, no, ours is the truth. Listen, people are not convinced by us going, no, we're really true here. We're really true here. That does not work. They won't take it by our words. We're going to have to risk being lumped into something not of the Holy Spirit to endure in that which is of the Holy Spirit. And this will be the hardest part, is that the weeds will be among the wheat. And just exactly as Jesus said in Matthew 13, 24 through 30, to pull up all the weeds and cast them out would run the risk of pulling up the wheat. So you and I have got to be prepared to be mixed up with the false as we're trying to be the true. And we're just going to want to say it over and over again. No, this is really us. We're really, I mean, we're, and it won't do any good because the only test will be, please stay with me here. The only test will be endurance. What endures, what endures, what endures. You and I will have to be patient while the Spirit is tested, while our trials are used by God. Please hear me when I say this, to prove us genuine. At the same time, with the greatest outpouring of God on your entire life, you will simultaneously be entrusted with trials for the express purpose of proving us genuine. I've watched my good friends for the last 6 months. I don't know people of more faith than them. I don't. I don't know anybody. James will say this with me. I don't know anybody that prays like Betty. I don't. They knew God could perform a miracle with their daughter. They knew. They'd seen him do it. They know he's miraculous. They know he is able. God chose to bring about a different triumph. Now here we are, and I couldn't help but think today, James and Betty, here we are after all that suffering. It's been hard. You know, when I knew that their beloved daughter was dying, I just wept and wept and wept and wept because I was with my daughter Melissa at the time, and I'd been on the phone with them, and I tell you, Betty and I were talking for a few minutes, and we were weeping, and I could hear James weeping. I heard groanings. I told my coworkers, I said, I may never get that sound out of my ears. I tell you, these people have suffered. They've suffered. But I cannot help but think that this is part of what has been entrusted to them, to be proved genuine in a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You have been proven genuine through what you have endured, and it's broken our hearts to watch your brokenness, but you have remained steadfast before the Lord, and you have been faithful. You have been faithful. James Robinson, he's going to bring that back to you in souls. He is going to bring that back to you in souls. He has heard your cry. You have asked him over and over to retain a fresh work, to always return a fresh work to you, and he is doing it. I saw it today. I saw it. I know nothing going on right now on the cutting edge that was more powerful than what I watched this afternoon. I know nothing. You and I are going to have to do it too. I don't know what it will look like. We need not be afraid because on this earth, suffering is not just for those who are saved. This planet's hard to live on. But we have to know that while we're seeing like wild, wild, wild things of God, that simultaneously, we will also be entrusted with trials that are proving us genuine. We'll wonder, why are you doing all this, but this is not happening for me? Why am I going through the suffering? Well, to show that you are different from the weeds. Flesh gets bored easy, the Spirit endures. We'll know it's of the flesh if it like lasts 10 minutes. like we have a downpour tonight and we are dry tomorrow. Spirit endures. Flesh dries up like this. Whatever we do, we must not try to manufacture a downpour of the Holy Spirit. Whatever we do, we cannot speed God up. What Scripture tells us to do is own our thirst. Say, our land is dry, our land is thirsty. We cannot help God make it happen. All we can do is cry out. Anybody have one of those little noise makers where you can set it on any sound you want to? You can do it like a fan to sleep with. A lot of us who travel with this. I've got one on my iPhone. I can play any kind of sound you can imagine. I can play a storm, wind, rain. I can play a heavy, heavy rain, and I play it all night long, 7 hours long, the sound of rain, and I wake up every morning completely dry. We can't just go to our churches and make the sound rain. We're going to make the sound rain. We're going to manufacture. We're going to make the sound rain. We're going to get a sound system. We're going to make the sound rain. We will still leave dry. We'll still leave dry. Because it cannot be manufactured. We can play the sound of rain all we want in our churches and never get wet. Isaiah 45, verse 8. This is God speaking. I love this. This is God himself. The Lord, it says, the Lord said in the very first verse of 45 in 1. And so it's God talking. And then he says in verse 8, shower, O heavens, from above. And let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. What is it we're going to do? We're going to ask God, God, you speak to the heavens. Speak to that. I love the way the NET Bible says it. Oh, sky, rain down from above. Let the clouds send down showers of deliverance. Let the earth absorb it so salvation may grow and deliverance may sprout up along with it. I, the Lord, created salvation and righteousness. Let the earth open. I believe it's talking about an openness. As we cry out with our hunger and our thirst, I believe he says that the earth will be open. People will be open to salvation. So many more people are open to it than we think. They're having a hard time out there. People need Jesus. They need Jesus. Let's stop being ashamed to say, I think I may know what you may need, because I need it in myself. His name is Jesus.
Well, I am so glad that you, if you didn't get to attend the conference, you are attending it right now. And many of you who did have been saying for some time, I mean, we heard a lot of people say, when do we get the DVDs? Because we ordered them there. And of course, we got them all ready and edited and packaged beautifully so that we could get them to you. But many of you who did not get to go to the Awaken Now conference are now going to get to attend virtually every session of it, hear all the truly anointed speakers. And if you will make a gift to help us drill water wells of $100 or more, we're going to send you the DVDs, CDs, and a transcript, a written transcript of the messages. And I'm telling you, this is something you'll want to share with your church. I really believe if you were to take Sammy Rodriguez's message, which is really in total about 20 minutes, and then the prayer that I pray with him at the end, if that was played, Betty, in every church in America, I believe we would experience awakening. I really believe that. Dr. Tony Evans, what a message. Governor Mike Huckabee, really speaking as a pastor, leader, as a statesman to the nation. Dr. Ben Carson, gifted neurosurgeon, all of the other speakers that were there, so truly anointed of God, and you get these messages. Now, I want you to look in on something that I know beyond any doubt is going to grab your heart. Betty and I have found the greatest joy in becoming a helper, a servant to people who feel like no one ever noticed. Now, you may feel that way. I mean, I know there are people who feel like nobody notices me, but God does. And you are so vitally important in His kingdom purpose. And you are the ones that can show the most overlooked, forgotten people on the planet that God notices, God loves, and God cares. And what you're about to see is going to inspire you to take the most profound, positive, transforming action possibly. You're going to be moved by love. Watch very closely.
Friendship. Though it can be stated many ways, the idea is one which is universally celebrated. A loyal companion, a trusted ally, a cherished playmate. For these children born into crippling poverty, the comfort of a best friend is all they have to look forward to each day. And although today may be spent fighting imaginary foes, a very real enemy, contaminated water, looms over the friends they hold so dear. Because for these children, the water they drink today means one of them might not see tomorrow. It's a tragedy to think that a friend's life could be taken by the water selflessly shared with one another. But by providing these children with fresh, clean drinking water, you could be the friend that helps to save their lives.
You know, I'm really grateful that God moves my heart. Sometimes I think I feel a little bit embarrassed because my heart's tender and because I weep. But I guess I'm grateful. I remember when Lazarus died and Jesus came to the graveside and everyone was weeping. And the question comes up, why did that brief verse, Jesus wept, just two words, why was it there? What's the significance of it? I think the significance is, and I really believe it's important to grasp this, was not that he wept, but why did he weep? Because he knew he was about to solve the problem. He was going to raise the dead. Why did he weep? Because they were weeping. He felt their burden. Now, I honestly believe this, and I believe it's a supernatural thing that God does in our lives. I believe that he will give us compassion, like a mother has for a child with fever. Say, you suffer with them. I believe that God lets us feel the broken heart of mothers, grandparents, family members who have lost a loved one for whatever reason. And I believe we can feel that pain. I think many of you told us we feel, at least to some degree, what you and Betty felt when you lost your daughter, especially around holidays, Christmas, New Year's. And you really meant that. And that lifted a heavy load, just the fact that you cared. But now think about this. If you have compassion and you care and you have the solution to the problem, and we do, it is literally, as Jesus said, just a cup of water in his name. That's literally how we give it. We show them his love. We show them he cares. And we meet their need. And you make it possible. Betty and I could weep and care with the missionaries, but we couldn't drill water wells if you didn't help us. We might drill one or two. But with your help, we're going to drill 500. In targeted areas in 12 nations. If you will help us, some of you can drill a well. Please do. $4,800, that's the average cost. Some of you could give $2,400 and immediately pray, someone join me, we got a well. Some give $1,200. This happens frequently. And then three others step up and we've got a well. But the majority of our support comes from people who give gifts of $48 and $144. $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. If you make a gift, we're going to send you, for any gift you make, the CDs of the Awaken Now Conference. If you make a gift of over $100, we're going to send you the CDs, DVDs, and the transcript, the written transcript of the messages. These are going to be a treasure that you're going to share. Because you've shared the treasure of life through Water for Life. Would you dial the number right now, take your bank card, or go online, lifetoday.org, and make the best gift you can? Please do it. If you write a check, make it to Life, because that's what you're giving. I want to thank you on behalf of every family member you help, every child whose life you save and touch. in behalf of all the missionaries for making that call. Don't be distracted. Go to the phone or go online. Please, right now, and make the gift God put on your heart.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request the Awaken Now audio series, a once-in-a-lifetime gathering of 23 anointed speakers proclaiming a powerful message for every believer in God's kingdom. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Awaken Now on both audio and video, along with a companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Well, it's no exaggeration to tell you you're going to be blessed by every speaker and teacher in the Awaken Now Conference. This is something you'll want to share. You will treasure it, and you will share this treasure. Thank you for helping us share Water for Life. 500 wells, that's the goal. The blessing, the glass sculpture, beautiful. You will be amazed at the different areas you put it in, how it reflects the color. And you and I are an expression of His life, His light, His love, and we release a river of living water. Thank you for having a part. Thank you for sharing God's heart.
Tomorrow, award-winning author Sherry Rose Shepherd shares openly about the devastating collapse of her family.
I've watched how God does not waste pain.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.